battle had been raging for how long, it's hard to say. We were there to tell the story of the slaughter come what may. We didn't hide behind the lines, we reported on the crimes for BBC, Telemundo, and the Sunday Times. They said we were in danger, bearing witness to the war. A half dozen had just been killed in the days before. Then came the day they bombed Jazeera and Abu Dhabi TV as well. At the same time they took aim and shelled the Palestine Hotel. Four journalists were murdered in a single day. And then our own Prime Minister Aznar was to say, there will be no investigation. Such a thing would not make sense. It was just a tragic accident. So at his next press conference, Aznar approached the podium to give a national address. Gathered all around him, the men and women of the press. He opened his mouth, we put our cameras on the floor, dropped our notebooks, turned our backs, and walked right out the door. We marched down the street and left our cameras where they lay. 'Cause all the news that's fit to mention is there is no news today. We were not embedded in your networked play-by-play. We were just reporters reporting day by day. We were trying to do our jobs, bring the Baghdad street, whether it was victory, massacre, or defeat. And those three missiles told a story that's not hard to surmise. The army has decided what's good for the global public's eyes. These missiles weren't coincidence, of this there is no doubt. And on that April afternoon, assassinos, we did shout. We marched down the street, left our cameras where they lay. 'Cause all the news that's fit to mention is there is no news today. What happens to the message when the messenger is shelled? What happens to a nation that says it's just as well? What happens when the embeds are the last ones left alive? Is this your brave new world in which our liberty shall thrive? We marched down the street, left our cameras where they lay. 'Cause all the news that's fit to mention is there is no news today.